I'm just outside Lasara Presbyterian Church, and I want to talk about the mission that began our own congregation in Crossgar in 1951. The committee of the mission hall here in Crossgar decided that they would have a gospel mission. Dr. Paisley, the Reverend Ian Paisley as he was then, was greatly used of God. God was using him in missions around the countryside, and the mission committee felt that they wanted to have him to preach at a mission, and they felt that there would be such crowds that would come that the mission hall wouldn't be big enough, and they wanted the use of the church hall, which you can see at the back of the church, for the use of the mission. Most of the mission committee were elders in the church here, and so there didn't seem to be any problem with that. It was approved. The interim moderator at that time of the church didn't object, and later the Down Presbytery met together and decided that they would not permit the mission. And on Saturday the 3rd of February 1951, just before an evangelistic march and meeting was about to take place, just 90 minutes before, the elders of the church here were summoned to a meeting, and the Reverend Borland, who was the moderator of the Down Presbytery, informed them that they could not have the mission in the mission hall. Well, a couple of the elders, Hugh James Adams and George K. Gibson, could not accept that. The other elders were there as well, except Cecil Harvey, who could not come. But they would not accept this high-handed declaration in the surrounding atmosphere of liberalism in the Presbyterian Church, and they felt this was an indication of it. And Hugh James Adams was brought in first, and he said he would not accept it, and they said if he didn't, he would be suspended. He said, "Does that mean I'm suspended then?" And Hugh James, a veteran of the Psalm, stood at attention, saluted, and said, "Good night, brethren." And that was it. He never went back to the church. But the mission continued, and in the mission hall, and 94 precious souls professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Paisley, speaking of those days, said that his memories of those days were not particularly, he did remember the packed meetings and the souls, of course he remembered that, but he said his abiding memory was of the prayer meetings that took place. He said, "My memory of those days was not the packed house that we had overflowing each evening, the great spirit of blessing, the joy of leading precious souls to Christ, but it was the continued sessions of prayer, one on Tuesday night and one on Friday night, where we went on past midnight and past 2 o'clock in earnest intercessions before God. For a crisis would arise at the end of the campaign, back to the church that put the light of the gospel or put out the light of the gospel, or outside the camp to bear reproach for the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the decision and choice that had to be made." Others testified of great prayer meetings at the time. Dr. Paisley said, "One time I spent half the night upon my knees in prayer." And of course, that was the key, that was the thing that made the difference. And I thought that I would leave with you an outline of Dr. Paisley's from Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, where it speaks about the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he said that we need to affirm the promise of revival. We need to believe that God can send revival. And I hope that we have that belief in God, that we trust that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Then he said we need to agonize in prayer for revival. God says, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And we think of how God wanted to be inquired of and sought for his blessing in those days. And only prayer will gain us God's promised seal. We need to agonize in prayer. And then he said, anticipate the prospect of revival. We need to believe that God can do mighty things for us. And then Dr. Paisley gave this challenge. He said, if revival came today, would you recognize it? Or is it a stranger to your thoughts, your prayers, your plans? And he said, think about that. And I wonder, is revival in our prayers, in our plans, in our desires today? Oh, may God help us to pray and to seek his face for his blessing.